Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin.
I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Katie.
Listen, I cannot compete with the beauty of an Asian woman.
Ray.
This has by far been the worst 45 seconds of my life.
The Wake Up Call.
Here's another Wake Up Call top five. These are the top five ways on how to politely criticize someone. Katie, you got the list?
I have the list, and I think you guys could definitely use some lessons here. So I thought maybe we could kind of role play to not only teach you guys, but teach the people at home.
Okay.
Okay. So these are the best ways to criticize without offending.
Oh, okay.
Gavin, you want to role play it with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll go through them step by step, and you can try it out. So just imagine that you have something that you are being critical of me about.
Okay.
Hard. I know. You're going to have to just really dig deep. So first thing is start with praise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So go ahead.
About the thing I want to criticize you about?
I think just me in general, kind of compliment sandwich sort of situation. Seems like struggling on that too. Huh?
Well, you have small ears. Okay.
No. I mean, so what does she do well? So give her a compliment on something she does well.
You did your makeup well today.
Okay.
Okay. No, yes. Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay, so then next one.
What a pretty face.
Okay, you can just do makeup. Okay. Next one, don't make it personal, okay? So it says, for example, instead of saying you're too slow and need to keep up with your deadlines, okay? So you're thinking of what the criticism's going to be, right? You have that in your head, okay?
Oh boy.
So instead of saying you're too slow and need to keep up with your deadlines, you could say, I think you would benefit from focusing on time management.
Okay, so if I wanted to criticize you for having a shrill voice, should I say,
if you thought that.
Through that pretty, pretty makeup, okay?
Okay.
If I did, well, but don't make it personal and say, like, I wonder what it would sound like if you didn't talk. Or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Not that one?
No.
Okay.
Start with praise.
You did your makeup well today.
Thank you.
And then don't make it personal? I don't like shrill voices.
Okay. Then the next one is be specific. Vague comments, probably like that one, won't be taken seriously.
Of course.
For example, you could say, I'd love to see more graphs and images included in your presentation.
Okay.
That way, the other person will know exactly how and what to improve in the future.
Okay.
Okay, so start from the beginning.
Okay. You did your makeup well today.
Thank you.
I don't like shrill voices.
Okay.
I'd like to see more graphs on where you rank on those shrill voices.
Okay. The next one is be kind.
Okay.
Whenever you're about to give some constructive feedback, ask yourself how you could state the comment in a more positive way.
Okay.
And the most positive way possible. Okay? So from the top.
Okay. You did your makeup pretty today.
Thank you.
I don't like shrill voices. I'd love to see some graphs on where your voice ranks on shrill voices. Keep up the good work. I don't know if these are all supposed to be combined together.
Actually, you know, we said five. I actually have six. Ask a question instead of giving orders. Use phrases like, do you think that would work? Or what do you think?
Okay. All right.
Okay, from the top.
You did your makeup pretty today.
Thank you.
I don't like shrill voices.
Right.
I'd love to see some graphs on where your voice ranks on those shrill voices.
Okay.
Oh, God. What did I say?
Be kind.
What did I say?
But you do a good job of making your voice not as shrill as the rest of the people on the graph.
Well, I don't agree with that. So, you do a good job of making it not the shrillest.
And then ask a question.
What do you think about that?
Okay, and the last one, criticize your own behavior first.
At the very beginning?
I guess so.
Okay,
so talk about your own mistakes
with a
personal anecdote as a way to relate to the person you're constructively criticizing.
Okay, so you put it at the end to soften the blow of everything else.
Okay.
All right, so, here we go.
Okay, come on, get in the game. This is it.
Okay, you did your makeup pretty today.
Thank you.
I don't like shrill voices.
You don't.
I'd like to see a chart on where your voice ranks in other shrill voices.
Uh-huh.
You do a good job of not making your voice the shrillest. What do you think about that? I have a porn addiction. How'd I do?
You did so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.